Tonight's episode of the Gamecasters, we interview Ben and Emily, Instagram users Date Night Dice, about their Instagram account, Date Night Dice. Stay tuned. Hi there, gamers. We're here with Ben and Emily, co-runners of the charming and clever Instagram account at Date Night Dice. Ben and Emily are working parents, constantly on the move, yet through this account, they're staying connected with each other through game nights at their place. They get some drinks, turn on the phones, settle in for a night of games, which they share via Instagram stories to the delight of all of their followers, us included. Thanks for being here, guys. We have just a couple questions we'd love to ask you. So tell us a bit about yourselves. Where are you from? How long have you been together? What do you guys do for a living? How many kids do you have? How much money do you make after taxes per year? You know, stuff like that.
Well, maybe we'll leave some of those details out. But yeah, thanks for having us on. We're Midland, Michigan, which just like it sounds, is in the middle of Michigan. I am an engineer by trade. I do automation, actually, for chemical processes, which is not nearly as exciting as it sounds.
Because it does sound really exciting.
Does it sound exciting?
Yeah. I don't know if it sounds exciting.
Automation? I'm just thinking claymation. I'm going to think you're a claymation engineer.
that's way chemical cooler.
So you work for Pixar, Ben? Is that right?
Sure. No, it's, you know, like keep a reactor at 90 degrees. That's my job, is make sure that happens.
Wait, so you're Homer Simpson?
I thought that was...
Exactly. Yeah. I make the computer that Homer runs. That's what I do.
Wow. Awesome. Okay. Emily, what do you do?
Well, I'm a professional mom these days.
Sweet.
But, awesome. I have a photography business on the side, but I mean, for the most part, it's stay at home with the kids, run them here and there, do all that.
Awesome. What kind of photography stuff do you do?
I currently do like business stuff and social media editing, all that extra stuff that I can do from home pretty much.
Oh, that's cool.
So headshots of Ryan. Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah, we can.
I really could use some
We can make that work.
Okay. She runs my brother's Tinder account, that sort of thing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, if people want some private account.
Yeah. That's so great. How did you guys meet?
We met in college. We kind of had a similar group of friends. Like, imagine two groups of friends as a Venn diagram that slightly overlapped. and we had known each other a long time and eventually got together right at the end of school. So we were together when I was in grad school, and Emily was up there working. Actually, she was doing a lot of professional photography work up there.
Yeah.
And then we moved down to Midland right out of grad school with a baby.
Yeah.
That was 2011. So we've been married. We got married 2010.
Here's the test.
Yeah.
Do you know? 10 years
this year.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Where did you guys go to school?
I went to Michigan Tech, and Emily went to Northern Michigan.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
All right. Go Wildcats.
Yep. Okay. I was like, I have no idea what the mascot is for those.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think I remember the mascot.
But Michigan Tech's got a good hockey team. That's all I know.
Yeah. They're D1 in hockey and D2 and everything else.
Are they? I have
D2, the Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing?
There you go.
I thought so. How many? Do you guys just have one? Do you have one kiddo?
We have three kids.
Oh, really? Yeah, oh, like I knew you. That. I knew that.
No, we have a 9-year-old, a almost 6-year-old, and then a 3-year-old.
Oh my gosh, that's almost exactly the ages of my kids.
Yeah?
Okay. 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 3-year-old.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so you understand, though.
Oh, I understand.
It's insane.
Believe me, I understand. When I don't know if it was Ben or Emily that texted, we're going to put the kids together militantly quick to get to the interview. Yeah. I understand that completely because the bedtime process here takes somehow it takes 25 hours. And there's 24 hours a day.
Yeah, tonight we have gymnastics. So I was at 2 hours of gymnastics and then a 20-minute drive home. And then it was straight to get in bed immediately so that we could do this. So
well, we really appreciate it. For listeners out there who don't know, Ben and Emily run an Instagram account called Date Night Dice, and it's super fun. What they do is they chronicle basically their game nights on an Instagram story. And why is it so compelling?
I don't know, but it is.
It's like,
and I watch it and I just laugh and I giggle and I'm like, look, we're friends. I pretend you guys are my friends as I'm watching it.
Well,
I'm
really relatable. Why can't we be there?
What would I say in that situation?
You feel well, because you go through the whole night, you feel like you're there.
Yeah.
And then, you're fun and entertaining and you play games that we're interested in, so it's
and you
fun
boomerang
to watch.
Everything, and boomerangs just inherently are like watching a, you know, a cat watching.
I say people love cats, people love wine.
That's true.
Well, that's
true.
Like super encouraging. I mean, like the whole thing started because we were watching, or I was mainly, YouTube videos about gaming and listening to podcasts. And I was like, man, a lot of these show how the game is played, but nobody is showing why it's fun to play games.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point.
It is. You're showing like the fun part of it.
Right.
Not like the rules part.
Yeah, the player's part. Right. Like we're having a good time being together.
Yeah.
Playing the game.
Right.
Yeah. But, so maybe that's why it's so compelling. Because I honestly, there's not anybody else that I see that does that. You know, you inspired Natalie and I to do that like a week or two ago. And it was really fun. I had a blast doing that. You know what I mean? We're definitely stealing your idea.
Well, you credited
them. Please go for it. It's just us drinking and playing games. So I don't think we can take too much credit here.
Jeff, you want to ask this one here?
Well, first of all, you've avoided my main question. My first question to you is going to be, why don't you follow me on Instagram? But I think since we sent you the question list, you have done so.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay,
we have been jokingly, but not jokingly, angry about this for months.
So back and forth, we're like, they have to follow us at some point. Like, how many times are we going to message them until they follow one of us?
Nope. So honestly, you guys, like, we read the question list, and at the end, I'm like, what are they talking about? And then I checked, and I'm like, what? We don't follow. Like, I was like, embarrassed. And I'm like, I swear we used to follow.
Covering,
like, and I was like, But honestly, I was like, what are they, crazy? Is this a joke? And then I realized we don't, so.
Right. Super elitist date night dicers.
Sorry,
right.
Sorry.
So I do have a real question. So I'm a new father. I have a six-month-old at home who's in bed. I am curious of, like, how do you guys have so much energy nightly or every other night to play games?
That's my number one question. Every time we watch that, I'm like, how do they have so much energy? They just spent the whole day working or with their kids, and now they're like, it's 8 o'clock or something at night, and they're like enthusiastic about playing this game, and I'm like struggling.
Right, we fall face first into our food right after the kids go to sleep.
He's like, you want to play a game? I'm like, I do, but how long is it going to take?
Right. It's only 20 minutes. No, it's too long. Yeah. You guys are like bouncing off the walls. I see Ben's like doing these. What was he doing the other day in the story where he was balancing a wine glass or something on his forehead. And he goes down and he gets back up and it's like midnight or something.
Brian's like, they must be in shape. Did you see that thing?
Either that or they're on lots of drugs.
Well, you know, we get to pick and choose the nights that we put stuff online, right? I mean, there's definitely those nights. And we have played games where we are like, man, maybe we should just put this away.
Yeah. Or, I mean, like, I'm like, nobody wants to watch this because it's like us, you know, doing that sleepy half game where we're like, should we finish? Because we're, you know, just not into it. But the nights that we know we're going to play, I feel like we choose that in the morning so that by the evening, it's like I've tried to like amp myself up essentially. And also, I mean, once you have like music and, you know, a drink and we get out snacks and then it's, you know, you're a little bit happier to get to the table to play.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's a good point.
And something to look forward to at the beginning of the day.
That's
something to look forward to throughout the day.
Exactly. Yeah. So, right, especially if you're both into games.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah. Ben will usually say, hey, do you want to play tonight? And I'll pick 3 or 4 games that I would be fine playing, and then he'll choose one. So it's kind of, we both get to pick a little bit, but
a twist on you pick, I choose.
Yeah. I'd be cool with any of these three.
Yeah. Right. Because otherwise it's Ben going, well, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And I'm going, the whole time. So way.
It's like, what do you want to eat tonight? Is that a whole conversation?
Exactly.
Right. I don't care. Okay, fine. We'll get pizza. No.
I want that.
Yeah.
I've picked out almost every single one of these games. So I look at the shelf and I go, well, I would play any one of these. You know, so it's like, well, you go down there and tell me what you want to play.
You give me whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You guys both seem to be into the games the same amount. Was it always like that? Was one of you like responsible for getting the other one into the hobby? How did your gaming lives start together?
I don't even think it's like that now. Emily. For example,
She's what? I mean,
definitely more my hobby than hers. And that's a little bit about like why the Instagram works so well. And it was kind of one of the conversations we had as we had more kids and Emily was at home more. It was harder to do. She did like video editing a lot in the past, and it was hard to do that kind of stuff outside of the house. And I had been playing board games, and I love board games. So we said, well, why don't we make some YouTube videos of us playing games, and then you could edit them and stuff. And what ended up happening was it's so much work.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, it's not even that it's so much work. It's that it's an additional time period. The nice thing about Instagram stories, especially, is you can edit in real time. So while we play the game, we're editing the video of the game playing, and it's all happening at once.
Sure.
But originally, it was YouTube videos, and somewhere out there, secretly,
we saw
some YouTube videos of us playing games. But
we saw.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, we saw. Okay, maybe we didn't see much. I know. Or maybe you just posted it. Maybe that's what we saw.
I saw the intro. I think you guys posted the intro.
That's right.
That was super cool. Who made that? And how did that happen?
I just had the idea and we made it one night. I essentially told Ben what to do and then I made it.
Yeah, that intro.
Like, what did you use?
After
Effects or something?
No.
Premiere and
it was just Premiere.
It was super impressive.
Well, maybe I did photo. I don't know.
It's
Adobe.
She does better work than she admits.
Agreed. Yeah, I just threw it together. Whatever. It's like the most professional thing I've ever seen in my life. Who cares?
I, you know, stay at home mom. I get beaten down by the kids all day. I don't have much at the end of the day.
Right. Your spirit is broken. I completely understand.
But, you know, as much as like gaming has been sort of more my hobby than hers, we certainly started together. I think that's kind of an interesting thing worth bringing up. When we moved here, we didn't really know anybody. And I swear it was either day one or two at my job. And somebody said, hey, you know, I have a board game night once a week. Why don't you come? And he gave me the email invitation, which had a link to his Board Game Geek collection. And I was like, what the heck is Board Game Geek? And what are all these games?
Right. Right.
So I clicked on his collection and then I clicked on a game, whatever. And it had a ranking in the upper right, I think. And I clicked on the ranking and then I got to the ranking of all the games. And I said, whoa, this is super cool. And I bought number one and number two, which at the time were Through the Ages and Agricola.
Yeah.
Through the Ages didn't work so good as I can imagine.
That's pretty heavy beast.
Yeah, that's a big one to start off with.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, we played the heck out of Agricola. We just played that over and over and over again. I know because I counted the score sheets. I think we played that like 50 times.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, it was, once again, we moved here. We knew no one.
Sure.
I think
you had nothing to do.
Our daughter was 3 months old, I think.
Your first daughter, yeah.
Yeah. And so it was like, I'm now just staying at home with a 3-month-old. Ben has a new job, and at the end of the night, we don't know anyone, can't go anywhere. And so it was like, well, let's play the board game again. So.
Wow. What is there to do? Like, I don't know much about Midland. What's around there? Is there like a big city there?
No, well, I mean, not really. You know, I mean, Saginaw is.
There's Saginaw and Bay City, which are close.
Which we never go there,
though.
We
never go. I mean, there's a lot of family stuff in Midland, and since the kids are so little, so we pretty much stay here.
There's a lot of parks,
yeah,
nice schools, that kind of stuff, but not a lot of like
an advertisement.
I'm a young 20s, what am I gonna do sort of thing.
Yeah, there's nothing.
No nightlife.
No,
right. Your nightlife was Agricola. It's
exactly.
Yeah. Like, 16th century farming.
Yeah.
There's nightlife around here, and we still play games.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
Exactly. Right. So,
with three kids, you can't really have a nightlife.
Yeah.
So, what kind of games are you both into? Are you into the same kind of stuff? Like, Emily, do you like different styles of games than Ben does? I see from stalking your account that Ben looks like you paint miniatures and stuff. And play miniatures games. Emily, are you into that stuff? Like, how does your gaming tastes coalesce?
Well, Ben definitely likes the heavier games. And I don't do miniatures, so he's done that with other friends and whatnot. I am not a big fan of storytelling games as much.
Yeah, he was mentioning that. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm much more like a medium weight, let's find the best way to get this done and win, and
what do you have against the story?
I don't know. I feel like I can't focus. It's like I'm back in school and I'm like daydreaming away. And then Ben's like, you ready? And I'm like, sure. And I haven't paid attention. I don't know.
I have spent years roaming the board game world with a shotgun, trying to refine it to a sniper rifle of the things Emily will play with me. I think I've finally figured it out. It's got to be a medium weight Euro game.
Yeah.
Where what you do to get victory points is clear, but not how you should do it, right?
Yeah.
But if it's like a game where it's not even clear what you should do at all, like
let's brass?
Say, for example, Brass Birmingham. Right. Whoa, that fell flat. And I worked so hard the other day to read the rule book for Lisboa. And I was like, ooh, this is going to be great.
Yeah,
set it all up.
You guys already know the outcome, like just with that. Ooh, like,
well, we played that.
We did that. He explained the rules. It felt like a lecture for an hour and a half. Yeah. And I was like, I feel like I just played
She's
it.
She's like, I can just log this as played now.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we
exactly.
I'm exhausted.
That's exactly what it was like, where when he got done.
I wanted to play it so bad, though. It seemed so good.
No,
it's
when he got done, I was like, if you could have let me read like the first paragraph and I could have told you this is a no, right? Like, I'm sorry, but no. I was like, what do you want me to do? I just sat there. I don't know.
Ben did tell me that's the first game that he wants to play on his shelf of shame.
The shelf of shame has gotten very small lately, partly because we purged a lot of games. And then we played the rest that we had unplayed to see if we should sell them. So it's so small. I think it's Lisboa, and it's maybe that trick-taking game Moons, and that's about it.
I mean, you don't have to rub it in.
Yeah.
We have like 30.
Well, if I had the purse strings, it probably wouldn't be the case.
Yeah. Well, what's your collection like? How many games you guys have?
I think right now we are at, not counting expansions. Hold on. I did a little research.
You're doing?
We got 142 games now.
That's a good collection.
It's funny. Some people might hear that and be like, oh my gosh, these people are freaks. How do they have so many games? But like in the game community, that's modest.
Normal. That's like, you know, average. I mean?
Yeah. I feel like I'm like the mom of the game community. I'm like, that's crazy. I'm like the old lady where I'm like, what, you kids? Yeah. Like,
that's perfect.
And then Ben's the teenager telling me what to do.
Every year. That's a good number.
You like did the math? Like what?
Yep, exactly.
So like, what are some of your favorite games, Emily? I'm just curious.
Let's see. Okay. I did a list because I knew I would never remember.
Yeah, it sounds like her face aligned with you.
I bet I could guess this list without looking
at
it.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good idea.
Emily, don't show him the list.
I'm not showing
him. Is it five games?
Right. Well, I just wrote down a bunch. So
if it had to be five games, it would be.
Top
five Emily games.
Tapestry.
Orleans.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one. Nice. Okay.
All right.
Viticulture.
Yes.
Okay.
Wingspan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe one of those tile laying games by Uwe Rosenberg.
I wrote
Spring Meadow.
I wrote tile games by.
Oh man, that's
adorable.
That is pretty adorable. Yeah.
One more.
You just have to name one more.
Oh boy, I don't know.
Got it, Ben.
You can do this.
Do it. Don't choke.
Seven Wonders Duel.
I didn't put that down, but that's a really good one. I like that one a lot. I put some like Century Spice games I like a lot.
Those are good.
But then I put some like, I like the unlocks and like when we do it together. Mm, those are fun.
Yes. Yep.
And then I put like as a group game Monikers.
Monikers is so good. How often do you guys get to play with more than just you two?
I see they have a friend sometimes.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it's not always just them.
The problem, though, is because our friends also have kids, one of them has to stay home with kids.
Right.
So it's always just three, like whatever, unless, you know, it's somebody gets babysitters and this and that. But so it's usually still just three. So we still can't do Monikers.
But it is regular. Our friend Ken comes over every Thursday. And we play, right now we're playing Clank Legacy, so there hasn't been a lot of date night dice of that, because you can't show it. You can't show
a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of limited that.
But Ken comes
honestly, what I think is the most fun is you two. It's great seeing the game being played, but it's more fun. I mean, this is personally for me anyway. It's more fun watching Emily take videos of Mao or of Ben, and he's just like doing a little jig in his chair as he's like looking at his pieces.
Or she's like, in your face.
Yeah, or like, you know, she puts the date night dice on her eyes that scroll by, and there's like a boomerang of her just moving her head back and forth. That's, for some reason, that's what I enjoy the most. It's just watching you guys.
Yeah, it may be weird, but I agree. It's like, and I love that you both are on the same account at the same time, so you'll go back and forth, and Ben will be videotaping you, Emily, and Emily will be videotaping Ben. Yeah. And it just it makes us feel like we're there.
Yeah. So while I think the format that you guys do is super awesome, it's you two that makes it really good. And I think if anybody else did what you did, it like wouldn't us. Be, it wouldn't, yeah, like what, like us, it wouldn't be as
we
good
failed.
Because we're just not as compelling as you two.
Oh, come adorable on, give Sunday. Yourselves more credit.
Yeah. No, I saw you guys playing. No, I don't, people will say that and I just want to be like, why? But
I get that.
I understand completely how you feel. I don't know. I mean, it's just, you guys are just, yeah, you just have really good personalities that come through really well on video. So what else besides board games do you guys do?
Well, and that's the problem why I don't have the purse strings, because what don't I do? I have a little too many expensive hobbies.
All right, let's hear it. So you got board games, miniatures.
I got board games.
Sex dungeon.
I dabbled in some Games Workshop games, which is way too expensive. I had to stop that. Yeah. Plus, Age of Sigmar is okay. I still play Warcry, which luckily that's just a skirmish game. So, hey, we're talking like 10 models instead of 50.
And you paint all of them?
I do okay. I mean, my painting was kind of like, when I was super, you know, like, I think a lot of people get this way. When they, like, really get into board games at first, it's like, you can't get enough. And I was like, how can I make board games a part of my life every day of the week? And I was like, I could paint all the stuff inside. And so I started painting. And then I was like, wow, this is cool and fun. And, I painting some, like, CMON stuff was fun. But I was like, what if I got really into, like, actual miniatures and building them? And that's kind of, like, what led me to Games Workshop. You know, there's that. And then outside of gaming, it's like I bike a lot. So bikes are expensive. I run a lot and sign up for races is expensive. And I'm trying to make a home gym and weights are expensive. And it's like, oof, I can't do all this stuff. At least according to my wife.
Yeah.
You know, you should just save all the punch boards that you punch out of your games. Eventually you'll have enough to bundle them up and you can create a dumbbell with punch boards on either side. And then boom, home gym.
That's the thing. Yeah, whenever he says he doesn't have enough weight, I say just add a child to each side or something and we can save a little money each day.
You're right. You know, they need to weigh the same though.
No, but I mean, I think most of our hobbies that would be together would be going outside and hiking, and we have dogs and whatnot too. So in winter though, it's very limited.
Indoor hiking up and down the stairs.
More gaming.
You can only go out a certain days. So
well, it's very flat around here. There's not a lot of skiing.
That's true. We don't have much of that.
Livonia is a pretty flat place where I live too, so don't worry. So I have a question about your kids, and I'm curious if they're showing a lot of interest in games. I saw that with one of your daughters, you were playing, I think it's Ella or Isla and something shiny. I think you were playing the other night, which I actually got a copy of too, which is kind of cool. So I'm curious of like how they're enjoying games, if you play with them, what kind of games they're into, stuff like that.
Well, it's interesting how different they are. You know, our oldest daughter was going to be the gamer, right?
Like, it's going to be you
she
wish.
She was like, I was getting into games as she was getting old enough to play. And I was like, here we go, right? So
it's
I
happening.
Got Mice and Mystics.
Yeah, exactly.
I bought Star Fables. I got Crossmaster Arena, right? Yep. I was like, here we go. Let's do this. And she was like, I just want to play The Sims.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Minecraft.
She would rather like design a house in Sims. I mean, she still enjoys board games, but not the same way that Ben's hoping.
Like, I didn't read you right. Let's make another one.
Exactly.
You have two more tries, Ben.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. Like, Isla and the shiny something shiny. Our middle daughter, she
likes that a lot. She's been asking to play it nonstop. In which case, I'm like, I don't have time right now. I'm sorry. Like. But she is just starting to read because she's in kindergarten. So it's starting to get where she can actually play games and read the cards without someone having to sit next to her and kind of help her.
Yeah.
So that's getting where I feel like she's starting to want to do more things then for games.
Yeah. She was like, can we just keep playing this? Can I play this again? And I was like, well, we don't have any more of the chapters. And she's like, that's fine. I'll just play them over again. And
yeah,
I was like, oh my gosh, like, well, that's not, my shining okay, cool. star, hero of my life.
Yeah.
You're my favorite.
Apple of my eye.
Come downstairs and let me show you all the other games
that
we
then
have.
You get too excited and you're like, now let's start this. And all the kids, like the other day you were trying to read, what was it? Mice and Mystics?
Well,
the start,
right.
And all the kids were losing their minds about. They're like, "Can we be done?" And they're like crying on the couch, this and that. And I was like, "Tonight is not the night. Like, just stop now."
But there's,
please, can we just do homework?
They were honestly just tired. But it was trying to be like, "Let's talk about this board game," and they're tired and
so
like,
"You get over here and have fun with me right now."
Was so defeated, and I'm like, "Just stop."
But, like, we've played, she really likes Potion Explosion. She does okay.
New York Slice, if you guys have ever played that. That's an I You Choose game. Yep. And then My Little Scythe.
Yeah,
we played with the girls a couple of times.
That's awesome. Have you heard of the new Zombie Kids game?
No.
I have not.
It is really cool. It's kind of like a legacy game that kids can play.
Oh, I have heard of that game.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I got it for my niece for Christmas. I know Jeff just played it, I think.
Yeah, right? I just played with my niece.
With your niece.
Well.
Okay.
And it's really simple. So basically, you're just kicking zombies out of this school that come in. But when you win, you put stickers on like the back of the rule book. And then once you get so many stickers, you get to unlock envelopes and stuff that give you new abilities and new cards and new rules and new powers. But it's presented in a way that it's really good for, I think, you know, kids, certainly your 9-year-old would be able to handle it.
Yeah, your niece is 9.
Yeah. So it's really good. It's nice and expensive one for kids.
That's, I mean, I think, what did we get Liv for Christmas? Oh, Sushi Roll. Yeah, and she really likes that. And then we got, it's a Parks.
It was like a theme park, but it's a tile laying game.
Where you roll dice. We got it for our 5-year-old.
It's a Haba game where you try to cover up your board with tiles.
But they really liked that one. It's simple, awesome. But I mean, it's one of those that like they could play it by themselves, which is nice because it's not reading cards and all. So they really like that one a lot too.
Sure.
And our youngest one likes Go Away Monster, but that's because he's 3. So I mean,
yeah.
We also have had that game for like 10 years though. So half of the pieces are missing and then it's not.
You guys got to get Strike. Just order Strike right after we get done. Just go on Amazon and order it.
Your 3-year-old could play it.
Yeah. Don't even look it up. Just go to Amazon, Strike, order that. Order that sucker.
And pay it's $12 for shipping, but just do it. If you hate it, we'll Venmo you $12.
Yep.
We'll take you up on that.
It is the most fun you'll have doing anything.
Your kids will love it. It's a blast.
It's just throwing dice. It's very simple.
Do you guys have like a fancy Strike bowl you roll into that you've built to look like an arena or something?
No, we just use the regular regular old box. I'm kind of bummed that you've heard of it now, Ben. Damn it.
We'll cut this part out.
Yeah, I just wish that. I should have guessed because you guys I know are avid listeners of the podcast. So I should have completely guessed that you've listened to it by
you guys were talking about Strike on your most recent podcast, so
we talk about
time out. I mean, you're listening.
Wait. Let's start over.
Let's go back. Let's roll back. Roll back the tape.
All right. What'd you say now?
You went from not following me on Instagram to now listening to our podcast?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And then I am very particular about podcasts, and I listen to yours. In fact, I listened to the most recent one tonight. I listened to a different one the other day. But I listened to the most recent one tonight when I was in gymnastics because I had 2 hours to spare there. And it was really good because I normally like gaming stuff is not I enjoy playing games. I don't enjoy like researching or looking up, you know, but I enjoyed it. I really did.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. What was your favorite moment? Who's your favorite host? I'm just kidding. So guys,
That's awesome.
No, that is so awesome. We really appreciate that.
I mention that all the time because there's so many different types of listeners. People who are just like all about games and then people who are just kind of into games but want something entertaining as well that they can, that can hold their attention. And so it's really cool to hear that we can cater to everyone.
That just made my night. We can stop. Now that you guys listen,
we don't even need it anymore. Yeah, we just wanted them to like us. And now that's all that happened.
Yeah. Like us.
Yeah. All right.
Please follow us now. Be our friend.
The following thing was a mistake. I'm telling you. It was probably most likely my fault because I feel like half the time I tell Ben not to like touch it because I feel like he mixes up his Instagram and ours and like.
Can I tell you something funny that I thought? Okay, so when I initially reached out to you guys to do the interview, I told Jeff and Natalie, I'm going to tell them this part.
I was like,
hey, what do you guys think about, you know, if I reach out to Date Night Dice and we interview them? Because, again, we're all kind of big fans of you guys. And I thought that I completely creeped you out. Because I was like texting you and I was like, yeah, I can come over to your house and we can just record that way. And then you guys just said nothing for like a week and a half. And I was like, I just totally creeped them the F out. I read it to them and they were like, what are you doing?
No.
That wasn't the case.
Man, how convenient would that be?
It was more like I read it and we're like, that's really cool. And then it was probably like a child got sick and I completely forgot. And it was one of those where then one day I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't wrote back to that. And I like was like panicking and it wasn't at all.
No, that's okay. It was really funny. When you ultimately responded, I was able to stop going to therapy and taking those pills.
Anxiety attacks and everything.
Yeah, exactly. My nervous tic went away. I was taken off of the.
He was really in a better place once you responded.
Right. Into what you did to him.
It's mainly me like during the day being like, yeah, cool, and then somebody needs mac and cheese, and then I forget about everything. Yeah. So
believe me, I can relate to that. Yeah. Let me ask you this, guys. What is the future for the Date Night Dice Instagram account? Are you looking to expand into any other mediums? I know you talked about you did that YouTube thing. I don't know if you have any plans to go back doing that. Are you just happy doing what you're doing? I know time is a huge issue, obviously, with you have three kids and stuff. But have you thought about what is next, if anything? Or are you just, again, happy with, you know, how it's going?
Well, we've always talked about trying to get it onto YouTube somehow. And Emily has even, like, invested a lot of time into pulling all of the story data down from Instagram and trying to form that into a video that
which
then you could upload.
But they do not make easy for you.
Yeah.
That doesn't really work because it doesn't have the music. It doesn't have the effects. It doesn't really work the same way. And like, so that means like if we really wanted to do YouTube stuff, recording in a different way, setting time aside to edit. And I do think that would be fun and worthwhile. But it would mean getting actually really serious about this instead of being like, hey, let's whip out our phones while we're playing games and like just show us having fun. Yeah.
I mean, well, Ben also says that because he doesn't edit. So he doesn't have to do any of the afterwork. He's like, okay, I'm going to go paint downstairs. And usually when I have to work is like I work at nap time and I work at bedtime.
Yep, right? Of course.
So that's my free time is work. So it would have to be like during my... I don't know extra. I don't have extra time. I don't know when it would
what
be.
What is extra time?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. But I don't know. I think it would be fun to do some sort of or like extra things on YouTube. They don't even have to be like long, big gameplay edits, but maybe extra things just as kind of like a fun little thing.
Yeah. And I think the other thing would be like maybe doing more gaming stuff together. Like we have our date nights. Like we talked about maybe trying to go to Gen Con this year.
That would be fun.
We go every year. So fun. It's like the greatest time ever.
So many people have families that they take with them too.
I don't recommend that. Even but it is, but it is fun.
Leave your kids at home just to do it.
Yeah, leave your kids come. Yeah. Come. Yeah.
I was asking Ben the other day if you can have alcohol there.
I don't know if you can do that in the vendor hall. But here's what we do.
I've also never had anybody check a backpack, sneaking in a drawstring backpack or something.
Yep. Well, what we do is we go to the vendor hall, which closes at 6, and then we have the whole night to drink, play games, hang out.
Yeah, so we get an Airbnb, and we go with a bunch of us, you know, and then we after the vendor hall, which we do buy all the games, we go back to the house and play them all.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so much fun. I mean, there's so much to do there outside of the vendor hall. But that's kind of our
finally old enough where we could. Well, we also don't. I don't know about you guys, but we don't have any family nearby.
I see.
So it makes it very difficult to do anything. But I mean, like the closest family is about 7 hours away.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So if we want someone to come, you know, babysit for a long weekend kind of scenario, it is like you drive 7 hours and then hope they don't mind that scenario.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you guys done any local conventions? Have you been to like a Grand Con or a Winter Con, Michicon, UConn, any of that stuff?
Yeah. Grand Con's in Grand Rapids. It's probably not too far.
See, that's something we could probably do. We have not done that. But once again, I feel like I am someone's bringing their Hallmark mother like to the convention. And I'm like, well, that's a cute game. And everyone's
There are so many different people, so many walks of life. Everyone is so friendly. Everybody smells really bad. And it's just really, really fun.
They're pumping in air. It's okay. It doesn't smell bad.
It only smells bad in certain rooms.
I'm mostly just kidding. It's so much fun. You guys should consider. Should consider going to a convention.
And let us know if you do.
Yeah, we want to hang out with you. Be our friend. Like us, please.
Of course.
That sounds fantastic.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy lives to talk with us. Hopefully you haven't vomited too much, Emily, out of the sheer nervousness of it. But it would be great someday if we could all get together, maybe do a play date, have a game night. That'd be super fun.
We're not far at all, so definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'd be great. Well, awesome, guys. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, we had a blast.
Well, there you have it. That was our interview with Ben and Emily. They are super awesome people. We are so happy to have gotten to know them a little bit more, and hopefully this will just turn into a great friendship. So thank you guys, everybody, for listening, and thank you, Ben and Emily, for doing the interview. And until next time, this has been The Gamecast.